The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bont and Trish Clark. It's my Thursday, lady.
Good morning. Now it really is Thursday.
Yeah, 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 530-605-4567 is how you can call us and get a hold of us. And we are streaming live. Hop into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob is here. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
Greetings and a beautiful morning in the neighborhood.
Driving in was great. Yeah. I can't wait to tell you what happened in the girl gang on my neighborhood, in my street yesterday.
The girl
gang.
Wow,
the girl gang.
So what's the weather look like?
Ooh, it looks like it's 67 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak, and it's going to get up to a high of 99 today, low this evening of 66 on Friday. Unfortunately, we're going to push 102 again, and on Saturday, we're looking for 102 again. And then it should start to cool down on Sunday to about 95. Getting in the evenings, around 64. So it's maybe going to not be so miserable. Maybe a little warm
it's
on the weekend, but it's going to cool back down again.
Well, Sunday's going to be cooler.
Yeah, exactly. Well, 102. It's not
I thought it said like 96 or something.
Oh, Sunday, you're right. You're right. We're looking at just a high of 95.
Asphalt.
95.
Yeah. Ready
for the Asphalt Cowboys barbecue.
That's right. It's going to be going that Sunday, September 11th, starting at 11 a.m. But
the weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Also on Sunday at sunrise, the flag ceremony there. And I understand we have a special keynote speaker for that event.
I've been honored to be asked to be the keynote speaker at the sunrise ceremony there at the giant flag.
For Patriot Day. Yeah.
Patriot Day.
And who better?
I believe it also is, let me see if I'm trying to think right. I think Linda's singing that day, too.
Okay.
Linda's singing at View 202. Now, do you want to hear about the girl gang on my street?
I do.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this has happened, of course, while I was traveling back from Sacramento. I was at the California Highway Patrol Citizens Advisory Board, and it's probably one of the best board meetings I've gone to. I mean, you know, when you think about board meetings. Because they treat you really nice. And, you sit down with the commissioner of the California Highway Patrol and his top staff, and they discuss things with you. Like when they're writing something about where earn the badge every day, they gave it to us. And one of the members of our board who is big in the political, you know, campaigns and all that, he says, who wrote this for you? It's really bad. And we all put parts in it. You know, we all were rewriting parts of it, and they included that in there. So, I mean, it's...
They're listening.
They listen. And see, that's it. You're not just going in there. Yeah, you're not just going in there. And it's a variety of people from the president of NAACP and Los Angeles, Witte, and to me. You know, so you've got, you know... Like, you know, you've got the Golden Gate lady sits, you know, from the San Francisco area.
Uh-huh.
Who says her Highway Patrol division is the best, and she's from Texas and conservative. So, I mean, it's really an interesting, eclectic group. Everybody gets along. There are no politics discussed or anything like this. So, I get a phone call on the way home that I didn't see. And it was like two phone calls from Linda.
Uh-oh.
So, I come home, and she goes... And she's standing there. And what happened was, you know, we have a house across the street that's for sale.
Uh-huh.
Well, and we're protective of that house. Really nice people, and they both died, you know, within months of each other. And these two transients come up on their bikes. They get off their bikes. They walk through the gate, and they're up there in the looking through the window. Well, that starts Michelle from across the street, who's talking to Linda on the phone. They talked across the street on the phone, I guess. She says, hey, there's some transients up there on the front porch. I'm out. And so when she runs out, Linda goes out. So they're out there, and there's and Michelle goes, "Hey, you don't belong around here. Take a hike," or words to that effect. And, she, and this girl goes, "Well, we're just looking at it for sale. You're not going to buy that. Out of here. We haven't seen you before. We don't want you in this neighborhood, and we sure as heck don't want you in that house." And Linda says, she's, you know, all the girls have got that shoulder in, you know, like, there they go, got that shoulder in. And then Martha next door comes out, and she goes, "Don't you see that do not disturb sign? Out." I mean, and they call, and this girl goes, "Well, you ought to beat your butt." You know, and, well, frankly, there's three of our girls there. But there was a guy who was saying, "Okay, okay, I'm leaving, I'm leaving." So it was, you know, he had seen the light. Well, anyway, here come the cops 15 minutes later.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, all the girls are waving at him, and the cop just ignores them and goes down to these two people and moves them on. But
girl power.
I said, "What, was this going to be a girl gang that you guys were going to jump them and beat them?" And she, and this says, "No, you know," but she says, "But when you see things like that, you know, they, these guys are coming up on these bikes and they're you know, and they, yeah, you know, their packs and they're, you know, and they're not clean and all this, and they're up there looking for something. They're looking to go in there, and we've just got a very active community watch."
Yeah.
So I mean, and we're not, you know, we're not afraid to tell people to move on. You know, "Hey, step off, buddy. You know, you don't, you know, you're not from this neighborhood."
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so I thought that was kind of cool. My the three ladies that were in the girl gang, and then she said, "We all had our shoulders aimed at them," and I'm not sure what that means. I'm not sure what that
it's
means.
It's a girl thing.
You know, I guess it is. I mean, I wasn't sure. I said,
"Girl
I said,
power."
I said, "Were you carrying?" She goes, "I was carrying my cell phone." She says, "You can hit them with the cell phone.
You know, throw it at them.
Throw it at them." You know. Anyway, okay, we got a bunch of people trying to get in or get out of the chat room, buddy. I don't, maybe it's just, it's not going across. I know the I know it's streaming because I just checked it a couple minutes ago. Anyway, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just trying to get reorganized after being gone on a lovely trip. And
oh, I want to talk to you about that.
Yeah, well, I talked yesterday on the radio.
Oh,
I
did you?
Told everybody about my Alaskan cruise. It was fun. Enjoyed that very much.
Well, we've got some people. We're going to have the homeless rock stars coming in here in a couple of minutes. I just saw in the paper today that the Chicago Spirit, where Megan Rapinoe was going to be playing with her team, the Washington Rain, I think, whatever her name if her team is, they went there and they moved up the beginning of their ceremony and played the national anthem without them out there. Because as they said, "Hey, we think that Megan's got a big heart and she's done a lot for soccer, but she is not going," and this is the words they used, "she is not going to hijack our ceremony for a personal quest."
You know, I have to, and I, you know, right up front that I am absolutely not politically correct, and so I'm not even going to try to be. You know, nothing she does would surprise me. I was a little put back when her first opportunity as a spokesman for Shasta County for the soccer, you know, her great expertise as a soccer player, and she took the opportunity to come out of the closet. You know, a lot of people in Shasta County maybe knew of her sexual choices, but not everybody did, and I thought that was totally inappropriate, that when she's supposed to be this star, and she takes the opportunity to talk about her sexuality when it was about soccer. It wasn't about her.
I don't know. I thought the collective response was, "So what?"
Exactly. Oh, yeah, but I find that nobody wants to say anything. No one dares say anything about her preferred sexual status. Everybody just kind of, well, okay, because it's just not politically correct.
Well,
I think now she stepped on the patriotic wing of this kind of country, and I think this country at this time is probably more patriotic than it is moral. I mean, where are all the conservatives that don't believe in all these things and believe, you know, they're not gonna speak out? We seem to value, you know, patriotism a little bit more than we do God's morality at this point. I think maybe she stepped in at this time. I don't think people are going to put up with her using her position when she's supposed to be proudly representing the United States of America in the Olympics and in these sporting event, and now she's siding with some guy who's downing the cops and the soldiers. Well, I don't think that's good.
He came out, and
well, now he's trying to back his way out of it.
He's backing his way out
he's
of
still wearing
on the military. Yeah, I'm not saying
still wearing the socks.
He's not backing his way out for the police, but he backed his way out of the military. So it's just I just find, you know, on NFL tonight, you know, they've had all these discussions. These guys, Boomer Esiason and Phil Sims, and you know, these guys, James Brown, and they talked about this. And you've got your young talent saying, well, you know what, this all types of this stuff's going on, you know, a young black player. But he's grown up after what's happened in the 60s and 70s, where a lot of us, and I mean a lot of us, marched and worked for equality in this country. And then stayed, you know, went in the military, and where it is truly, truly a, you know, I mean, as homogenized a unit as you can get. You depend on each other, totally. And there's no room there. There's no room there for bigotry. It exists, you know, at times. But there's no room there. I mean, you know, you're either, you know, light green or dark green. You know, that kind of thing when you're in the Marine Corps. So when you see that, so you see people like Colin Kaepernick and you see Megan and some of these other people, they have no concept of where it was and where it is and it's where it truly is. Now, I'm not saying, again, it's not perfect. I mean, you know, there's rogue cops, you take them down. I mean, anything that's wrong, you stop. You know, you either sue them or you arrest them or whatever it is. But you get into things like that the whole country is the cause of this. And see, and there's the part that I have a problem with. It's not the country. It's not our flag. That flag means so much. If that flag was so bad, why are so many people risking their lives to come to this country?
KCNR. Yeah, Carl. Anyway. And just a final word on it. I respect their right to protest, but when you protest, make yourself clear and target the people who are the problem. Don't target the whole country. And I respect, you know, like when they were burning the flag. Yes, the Supreme Court has said they have the right. I don't like it. I will never say it's okay, and I will never accept somebody burning our flag.
I won't either. And you know what?
Bottom line, that's just where it's at.
But I won't. I will not walk across the street to
wouldn't throw a bucket of beer on them if they were on fire.
No, I wouldn't. If they were on fire, I wouldn't do it either. But you know what? It's they have that right. You know when
they
I
have
spent,
the right, but
I
by golly, figure out a
life,
different way.
I spent too much of my life. You know, I cannot say, oh, we'll just defend this. We'll just defend this right, but not this right.
There
no.
You go. Well, I understand hey, they have the
take
right.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
There are many stories in the news today about tragedies that occur when children and pets are left in parked vehicles on hot days. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. I thought it would be interesting to test the inside temperature of vehicles of various colors. On the day of the test, it was 100 degrees. A thermometer was placed inside the parked test vehicles. After 3 minutes, a white vehicle reached 125 degrees. A medium gold vehicle, 142 degrees. A black vehicle, 152 degrees. It's reported that temperatures may exceed 110 degrees in coming days. That means some vehicles may exceed 160 degrees inside, the temperature of a cooked hamburger. It's a paradox. The sun is necessary for life, but it can also destroy life. Be careful out there. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
This Sunday, Lake Reading Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Reading and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy, $8 day of the barbecue.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
67 degrees and looking for 102 today.
Ooh, thank you, Chest Gas Propane, for bringing us the weather report. So, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Ooh. Biggest sale of the year going over at Sleep Number, and you should go over there because they have the best beds in the world. Consumer Reports rates them number one for their dual air technology, and now with the Sleep IQ technology, you're not going to find a better bed anywhere.
Well, I've proven time and time again, I, on a week's vacation, come back, had the first all-night sleep that I've had in a week on my Sleep Number bed, setting 55.
My Sleep Number setting, of course, is 60. And I'm thinking of moving it up to like 90. And just
whoa, you just really just move it up there.
I am. Hey, now you can head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go and see Brian or Janice. Go in there right now. All beds are on sale, and it's the final days to save 50% on the Labor Day limited edition bed. That's right, 50%. You think about
wow,
that.
That's
made in America, guaranteed the best sleep of your life. And I just will guarantee that. Just go in and try it. Let them talk to you. Let them see it. And you're going to never be sorry. Never be sorry for that. Okay. Hey, we're here with Nigel Skeet, our good buddy.
Good morning.
Good morning,
good
Nigel.
Morning there. You know what? Nigel started something, well, how many years ago now is this, Nigel?
Well, the first event was almost 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
About a year and a half. Last March, so about a year and a half is when we just...
And I can't imagine people not knowing Nigel Skeet and Homeless Rockstars.
Right.
But why don't you tell them a little bit
about
it?
But you know what? There are people out there that don't know about it.
Yeah, new listeners
so we have
all
to
the
say
time.
It again.
Yeah.
Well, that's that's actually the conclusion at this point because we've had an amazing exhibition at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and the best we can hope for is for people to come to the exhibition and go, so what is this? And if we can get that reaction. It's perfect, because at least it opens up the dialogue.
There you
go. As opposed to, oh, that's just another one of those things. But everybody's asking, like, so what is this? So, yeah, it did start here in Reading. You know, I've been a rock photographer most of my life and moved to Reading and started a project called Homeless Rock Stars and took a bunch of homeless people from the Good News Rescue Mission, brought them in the studio, photographed them, and interviewed them like with a rock star. And it was just an idea, and then it snowballed into this big thing. So
it's been great.
It's been great.
And now you're over, like, Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay.
And you have your exhibit over there for
exhibit,
all summer.
We did an event there. And in between then and now, I've been up to Seattle a few times. And so our next event is actually up in Seattle.
Well, you're going nationwide with this, aren't you?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yes.
So what kind of feedback are you getting?
So far, everything's been amazing. It's been amazing. And a lot of questions. We haven't had anybody not want to be involved. Even Going up to Seattle was actually kind of interesting. I did the tour, met a lot of people at Starbucks and their Chamber of Commerce and a lot of their mm-hmm. Health and Human Services, and collectively, they're all very excited about what we can do for their city. Because, you know, here we have 100 or 150 homeless youth. Up there in Greater Seattle, they have 6,000.
Yeah.
6,000 homeless youth between 14 and 24. So, like, this would be amazing.
So, So you have found Dave, or Dave found us?
Dave found them. Dave found them.
Okay, Dave found them. All right, so let's talk about that a little bit.
So at the Turtle Bay event, I think we had 40, 50 people come in. We had about 60 Starbucks people from around the country, from around the North State. And then all of a sudden, Dave walked in, and it was kind of like, here I am. And from the moment Dave walked in, he kind of took over the show, personality-wise. Everybody fell in love with him. Turned out he's 16 years old. He came to us via Victor House.
Yeah.
And turns out he's a singer, wants to be a singer, has been singing all of his life. So after the event, we just kind of nurtured the relationship through Melanie and a few of our crew, and just feel him out kind of a thing. And then I actually drove down to Sacramento, where he actually lives, with his mom, his adoptive mom, Susan. And we just had a very blunt discussion about he actually wants to be a singer. So I've hooked him up with our vocal coach in Hawaii, and we've given him a few assignments, and we have Sham ready to write him a song when the time is ready. And we have a few other people...
Some heavy hitters. Heavy hitters in my corner there.
So this is Dave.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Great story.
So you say in the Victor House? What is that?
Victor Treatment Center is a behavioral treatment program here, based here in Reading.
Okay.
Really great place. I enjoyed it. If someone asked me what my favorite part about it was, I'd have to say the people. The staff there are fantastic. They care. They're excellent people.
When you say it's a behavioral behavioral modification clinic?
Center, yeah.
Center?
Yeah.
Okay. And is that related to drugs or other
things?
It's
more emotional.
Emotional, okay.
Emotional.
Well, that's what I was looking at. Okay. Well, good. So, and then where'd you hear about this?
Well, I was going to a school in the Reading area called Catalyst, where one of the counselors, Miss Danny, informed me about the event, and she was like, I have the sign-up sheet right here. Do you want to go? And I said, well, I have nothing better to do, so why don't we give it a shot? And I didn't regret it, I can tell you that. I definitely didn't regret it.
For clarification, what did you do at the event?
So at the event,
were you singing and dancing? What were you doing?
So actually, at the event at Turtle Bay, we had... in this particular case, we had some of our homeless kids picked up by limo and then taken to Turtle Bay.
Nice.
And they were given a hair and makeup treatment, and then a photo session with me. And then they were interviewed. And so they were interviewed by, I don't know who interviewed you, but...
I think it was a member of Starbucks,
now
that I think about
it. So we just had members of the community, interview these kids.
With a set of questions?
Set of questions that have nothing to do with why they're homeless. It's just like you would a rock star.
Oh, okay.
I did that over at Shasta High School.
Yes.
And it's amazing because the questions are already set. And here I am trying to interact with a 16-year-old girl who's homeless. And one of the questions you ask is, if you could do anything in the world, what would it be? And she said, I would make sure nobody would ever be homeless again. And that's a pretty heavy, statement right there. So the interaction was great. And you kind of, you see where they're at, and a lot of times that you wouldn't notice it. Mm-hmm. I mean, they go to school, but they don't have a home.
The whole point of this is that it actually creates the foundation, or it creates a relationship which under normal circumstances would never happen. Okay? So, a conversation that just doesn't happen.
Right.
You'll be happy to know that I think Kristen Lyons of YMCA sent me the final tally. I think there's about 12 kids from the Shasta High School event who took the YMCA up on the sponsored membership, and they've been going frequently.
Great.
So we're actually going to be following up with them.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're with Nigel Skeet and Dave Hia.
Hey.
Hey. Dave, hey.
That's
hey,
correct.
Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Okay. Yep. Haven't heard that one before.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we try to do everything first here on this show.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark and Home Helpers have been established for over 10 years. It's one of the best, if not the best, places to go to if you need help with your family, either a long-term in-house care or if it's short-term. Sharon's the one to call at 226-8350. She interviews each family to make sure they have the right person in there that's helping. She interviewed, of course, all of the people that work for her. Some of them have been with her for the whole 10 years. And they have background checks. They're insured. They're bonded. They're trained. You're not going to find any better than at Home Helpers. Affordable solutions that keeps your loved ones where they're happiest at home. So we'll be right back with Hey Dave and Nigel Skeet.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Pastor Terry Oxley of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Everyone who pays close attention to what's happening around the world can see how the world is in a very volatile condition. Things could explode at any time. We wonder what's next. Will there ever be peace? I have good news. The Bible teaches us what to look for and what to expect as the end times begin to unfold. Starting Sunday, September 11th, I will begin a series on the end times. Throughout the series, we will examine the rapture, the tribulation, and what's happening now around the world. We will also examine how Islam and the Muslim influence will affect the final days prophesied in the Bible. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m., and we are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit us at our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
Remember your past by celebrating it today. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Celebrate with beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the history of our people and land. Proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Brought to you by this station and other great sponsors. For information, call 225-8979 extension 1111 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
Hey, welcome back. We're here with Nigel Skeet and Dave Hay, and from the homeless rock stars, but we're really it's going to be the homeless pop rock stars
just for this segment.
Just for this segment. Okay. Okay. What happens next? All right. So he's obviously a star here, and he's getting ready to. What are you going to do next, everybody?
Well, for now we're focusing on the music, on the voice lessons.
And we're focusing on turning everybody's microphone on.
Yes, that's probably a great idea.
Yeah. I moved his cheese. So, okay.
So for right now, what we're mainly focusing on is the vocal coaching and the vocal lessons, just to build up that strength, mm-hmm. build some support, and, just the pitch, work on the pitch and everything. And then for the short term, later today, I'm doing a photo shoot at the Reading Civic Auditorium. And that's what we have planned, for the long term and a little bit for the short term.
Okay.
So what do you want to be a year and a half from now?
Well, I'm hoping to, be on the radio. and not just on the
American
radio. Singing on the radio.
How about then The Voice or America's Got Talent or any of that kind of stuff?
I think we have some bigger plans. I mean, we have those plans, but I think there's some other things in the wings.
Okay.
For Dave.
All right.
Good. Marvelous.
We've got to remember Dave's 16. He'll be 17 in October. So give him about a year.
I don't want Simon Cowell to crush my dreams.
You could get Beyonce but Beyonce would, like, embrace you, though.
Yes.
It's
okay.
Funny that
I love Beyonce.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so big photo shoot today. What's the next step, Nigel?
The next step for us is Seattle. And actually, Dave right now has a lot of people listening, actually people from around the country, including some in Seattle. Okay. But for us, the next thing is Seattle.
All right.
Okay,
and,
great.
Yep. Keep checking back with us because this
you.
Is a fun story to
we're
follow.
Gonna, okay, after the next step, we're going to come in. We're going to do an hour, and you're going to bring a couple more in here.
Got
okay.
It. Ciao.
All righty.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick
so
break. We'll be
in.
Right
Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, good luck out there, buddy, and keep in touch with us, too.
We will.
All right. We'll be right back.
It's Buzzing with Bees in Palo Cedro for the 36th annual Honey Bee Festival this weekend in Palo Cedro at Bishop Quinn Catholic Center. It's a family-friendly event featuring local entertainment, a vintage tractor parade, the American Honey Queen, local beekeepers, the famous live bee beard, a kids' fun center, face painting, pony rides, pancake breakfast will be held both mornings from 8 to 10:30 a.m., and tons of other family events. Over 90 vendors featuring food, arts, and crafts. Don't miss the Honey Bee Festival this weekend in Palo Cedro at the Bishop Quinn Catholic Center. For more information, go to PaloCedroHoneyBeeFestival.com or call 941-1558 for details. Don't miss the buzz. That's this weekend, September 10th and 11th. The family fun starts at 8 a.m.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Walk in the Park. With a Pomeranian, a Dachshund, a Golden Retriever, and a Pug, Brandon always has his hands full. No matter where he goes, he can always rely on Tri-Counties Bank service with solutions, even when he's on the run. He can easily fetch the cash he needs at more than 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs nationwide, make smartphone check deposits in a flash, and check his finances online from a park bench while the dogs check out the squirrels. With convenient access to his accounts, branches throughout Northern and Central California, and real bankers to call 7 days a week, Brandon's finances are a walk in the park. Over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, mobile and online banking, service that's always by your side. For personalized problem solving anywhere, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8, Day of the Barbecue.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I keep moving Bob's cheese here. Bob, I'm sorry, buddy. We just got a lot of things heading on this morning toward the end of the week. So much stuff going on here. I'm Jerry Gray. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you know what? Our
good morning, Trish.
Fire chief.
Good morning, Jerry.
And also the man that's putting on our September 11th.
Oh, I'm just one of them. I'm just a small piece of the
But you're putting it all together. I've watched. Hey, look, I look at all the emails. I see where you are in this.
So September 11th, our ceremony's coming up this Sunday at the Big Flag on Bocelli. Carl, thank you for being our honorary speaker.
It's an honor. You know, when you ask me that, you know, it is an honor for something like this.
Well
deserved. It's Sunday, and I tell you what, you know, and what's going on in today's world and with all this stuff, we can't forget where we're coming, you know, where we were, where we're going, you know, we've come from, where we're at now, and where we're going.
And the flag is that symbol.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And, you know, presidential proclamation declared this Patriot Day. But as we were talking before, I almost wish that September 12, 2001 was recognized as Patriot Day, because in the aftermath of that horrible event, I saw a country that was positively united, one goal, all our differences disappeared. We were focused and we delivered, and it was spectacular. And we need to get back to that. We are so far away from that now. So our contribution, Redding Fire Department, Cal Fire, and the Enterprise Lions Club, they're a big part of this, is to bring some of that feeling back, bring some of that honor back. Let us not forget all the sacrifices, military, civilian, in the aftermath of the terrorism effort since that time. And we hope our community turns out. It starts at 7 a.m.
And this is Sunday, so this is Sunday, you can be there. It's not going. It's going to last. Long as it's going to last is what, an hour?
We'll be done by 8 o'clock.
Be done by 8 o'clock, so you can get to church right after that. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be there at 7.
That's
to
a
church,
great plan.
Then Linda's going to be singing at 11 o'clock that day at the View 202. So you know, we hit church and go up to for her to sing. But this is what a beautiful way to start off a Sunday.
Our Enterprise Lions Club will have coffees there. We'll have a number of speakers there, but Carl's going to deliver our Patriot Day address, and that's kind of the hallmark, the high point of the day, and we appreciate it, Carl. We're going to have our Northern California Patriot Guard Riders there.
All right.
Bunch of great guys. They're going to line the honor guard, color guard path, and it's just a really neat event. I've been involved in this for many years now, and I'll stay involved with this. This is really, really a tribute to our community and to our nation.
It is. And, you know, when you've got this giant flag, first of all, I mean, who can miss it when you're driving down the road? And they take such good care of it. I mean, it's almost sacred. And I guess, you know, we've talked about it, and people will be calling, I'm sure, but, you know, what I see is protest. You know, to me, you're hijacking such a beautiful symbol, such a wonderful symbol of a country that has stood up for people, for, you know, since the beginning, for freedoms. And yeah, we've got problems, but my gosh, not the whole country. And what about the ones, you know, if you're protesting about unfairness? Well, the unfairness that has gotten you to the point where you're a star, And so you've got to protest by a slap in the face to all Americans who have given their all for this country? I don't understand it. And well, I think that's probably one of the things I'm going to talk about. I don't want this to be political, because it's not political. Because he absolutely has the right, or anybody has the right. And that's what a lot of people I know died for that right, for them to do that. You know,
so why slap the people who died for you in the face by making a protest? Be clear. What are you protesting?
Yeah.
Find another way to get across the message. Sure, we have things in this country. We still have racism. We still have people who are not treated right. We have people who are bigots. All of the above. But we've tried to address them more than any other country. And we've tried to set all of our wrongs right more than any other country. And there's just got to be a better way than slapping everybody in the face that's fought for the right, for you to have the right to protest. Think of a better way to say it.
No, I think those are all well said points. Let's find a way to get back to September 12th.
September 12th, when we pulled
exactly
together.
September 12th.
We went to strangers, and it made no difference what color or religion they were.
We had no differences.
We hugged. We were a nation undivided at that point. And so much has happened in 15 years.
Absolutely.
So,
and not all of it good, unfortunately.
Well, we so much appreciate everything
you're
doing, buddy.
Thank you for having me, and
appreciate your service. Yeah. You know, the first responders.
Yeah.
I want to say another thing.
Always,
you know,
there.
We don't say enough about our first responders in this country as well. We have not only the military, but our firemen and our police officers.
Yeah.
Who are always there.
Well, our heroes are the military. So.
Well, but we all have heroes, and certainly mine are the
first.
So
what's going to happen that morning, just so everybody has an idea?
Okay, so the event starts off with the color guard, public safety, military, Color Guard. They will raise the flag. That will start at right around 7 o'clock. And then the event kind of kicks off with taps, which will be played on a bugle by the Enterprise High School, which has a fantastic band under the direction of Gabe Sarkuma. So this is just going to be a very emotional, but I hope a very inspiring event, too. It's not just about doom and gloom. It's about capturing September 12th.
Yeah.
And that feeling that we've lost in this country so much today, and that we need to get back to.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You started focusing on the positive.
Thank you all for having me.
Oh,
hey. Carl, we'll see you on Sunday. Trish, we hope to see you there on Sunday.
I'll be there about 6:30 and grabbing a cup of coffee.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you for everything you do in our community.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy, $8, Day of the Barbecue.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Long time ago, where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? But I hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark, and we're doing the Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah, okay.
But there's a part of the Cotton Eye Joe that we're just going to have to bleep out when you're doing the dance. You know that?
Yeah.
You know, you dance, and then everybody goes, "Ball." Yeah.
And
there's another part of that
word
there. But welcome back, everybody. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week, veteran-owned business that takes care of veterans out there. Espresso Joe's with great coffees and drinks. And, of course, walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is just simply outstanding. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Again, open 7 days a week. Joe and Shelley are just simply outstanding people. Well, we're sitting here. Okay, you guys, you move in.
You have to speak right
in
the microphone.
Get into that microphone there. We're here with Colleen Blount and Chip Graham. Good morning.
Morning.
And we're here for the 12th annual Redding Dog Pound Poker Run. Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
12th annual. It's going to be a great run this year.
And it is. Okay, talk to us about it.
Tell us about your organization first.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Okay, well, we're a group of riders that put this poker run every year. to support a local animal shelter rescues. We've done Heavy Humane in the past. We've done Pets Without Partners and several others. This year, our beneficiary is going to be Raining Cats and Dogs.
Okay.
And all proceeds from this poker run go to Raining Cats and Dogs.
Okay, now, tell us what a poker run is, for those who don't.
Well, we show up at Wind River, and there's usually about 230 bikers.
300.
300 people every year, and we stop at different spots.
You get a lift, and they tell you where you have to go to pick up your car.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little scavenger hunt, and then you go, move on to the next. We have five stops. We end up at Lakehead.
And you get a card.
You get a poker.
You get a poker hand at the end of this. Right?
Yeah.
And you build the best poker hand that you can out of it.
And you win $500 for, was it high hand?
High hand and $250 for low hand, yes.
Wow. I've never done that. One.
Kind of fun.
I've done poker runs.
Yeah.
I've never won. Yeah, at the end, I've lost my cards or something. I'm not sure.
Well, anyway. We have lots of raffle prizes. I think all our raffles, we've got like 12 of them that add up to about $1,000 to $1,500 a piece, each one of our prizes.
Wow.
To help raise more money. Yeah.
How much does it cost to enter?
It's $50 at this point. Pre-registration was $40, but pre-registration is over.
Okay.
$50 a rider.
Okay, because this is going to be a week from Saturday, September the 17th. It's going to be at Wind River, and you're going to show up at?
Wind River
morning?
At what time?
Oh, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Kickstand's up at 10.
Do they need to be pre-registered? I mean, if they just at the last minute
it helps.
To show up?
We take walk-ins. A lot of people just walk
in. But if they want to get pre-registered, how would they do that?
ReadingDogPound.com. Mm-hmm.
And if you have a phone number here, is this the 949-0680, and you can talk to Colleen.
Thank you.
Who is obviously an expert on this.
Yes.
Are you nervous about this?
Not at all.
Being on the show?
Not at all.
Okay, so you're okay. She's just being very calm.
Yeah.
Letting him take over.
All right. Okay, now you can be a sponsor, too. Is that, am I seeing that right?
Yeah.
A little bit late
you can still sponsor. If you're a sponsor after this point in time, we can't put you on any of our
because it's
advertising
money already.
Yeah,
right.
We're down to the wire.
We're down to the wire.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But next year.
Yeah, you betcha.
Next year when we start this a little bit earlier.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, who are you working with on this? Is this Ty?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll get with Ty.
Yeah.
And slap him around a little bit and tell him, get in here earlier, Ty.
There you go.
Okay. So we can do this. This is great. This is great what you do. This is the 12th annual.
12th year.
We've been associated with this off and on for at least eight or nine of those years. And it's a good thing what you do. This is a great group of people. And these are riders that, they're not flying colors and going down there and selling meth during the race.
We have a great group of motorcycle riders in and around Shasta County. Yeah. We have the same for years.
Almost the same people for 12 years. We've known all familiar faces.
Yeah.
I think what people don't realize are the animal rescues. Is it's at least $15,000 a year just in vet bills. That's not their housing, their food, anything. Just their vet bills. So our goal is to cover their annual vet bill for the year. All proceeds go to them. So we usually raise about that much money to help them with that.
Give or take, yeah.
Wow.
That's great. Because we all love our animals. We have animals out there that are not being well taken care of, and we need to help these places that are doing that. It's a great way to do it and have some fun in the process of it. Chance to win some great raffle prizes and maybe get that best poker hand.
Get that.
We have a dinner that night and a band Friday night and Saturday night. So it's an all-weekend event.
Okay, and the band is at Wind River?
Lakehead.
Lakeshore Inn.
Lakeshore Inn.
At the Lakeshore Inn. Oh, okay.
Oh, well, there'd be no problems out there.
Nope.
Okay, so it starts on Friday. Well, tell us about that. We got a few minutes here. So tell us about that. So what happens Friday?
Friday, we just kind of everybody's getting their camping spots ready to go. We go up and all kind of hang out, listen to the band, and unwind a little bit. And then Saturday morning, we all start down at Wind River and come back up there. Saturday night, we have another band.
And that's where you end up there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lakeshore Inn.
Most people spend the night.
In Lakehead, yeah.
Not everybody, but a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Just camp there?
Yeah, camping, cabins, bring their trailers,
Lakeshore
motorhomes.
Inn has a nice RV park and everything.
Because there's been times I've gone on these, I've just slept on the ground.
Well, we have that too.
We've all done that. Just slept on the ground next to the bike.
And that's the best thing to do. If you're imbibing in adult refreshments along the way, then just
in a responsible
park it
manner,
and take
yes.
a rest.
In a respectful manner. That's right. Remember, we don't drink until the kickstands are down.
That's exactly right.
That's it. Okay. Well, this is great. It's another good cause that you guys are putting on, and we're happy to help with this, and we've been running some spots for it. Thank you. And we'll be talking some more about it, too. Because, you know, it's, you know, Haven Humane gets a lot of attention because it's just, you know, it's kind of the major one in the area. But there's like another four or five really good organizations out there. Rescuing horses, I mean, you know, no-kill sanctuaries. I mean, it's all types of stuff out there.
All kinds of stuff out there, for horses and animals and everything.
How'd y'all get, is this a dog pound motorcycle club?
It's not a club, per se. It's just a group of people that like to ride motorcycles that got together and started doing this 12 years ago.
All right.
And just carry it on.
Oh, so you don't have, like, a little patch that says
dogs? No, no patches.
No patches, huh?
Just our dogs, cats.
Dogs, cats. So how many do you have, Colleen?
I have one right now. Mm-hmm. I have a dog and a cat. Always a dog and a cat.
Always a dog and a cat. All right. Chip.
A dog, two cats.
Dog and two cats.
Two birds, fish, you know.
I know at this point that Linda is probably up at the Benton Dog Park with Elk Killer right now. They have their whole group up there. I mean, we went up there the other day, and I mean, there's like, they have a group of people that just, you know, all surround this big circle. It's like 20 of them, and they come in and out. All the dogs know each other. Everybody knows everybody because of the dog they have. I mean, it's a play day for them, too. I mean, they're all tight up there. I mean, it's pretty cool. Anyway. Okay.
Well, we appreciate you guys very much.
Well, you know what? We appreciate you, too. This is one of the reasons you got to love Reading is, yeah, people like you all, you're not making any money out of this.
No.
And it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. And I know it makes you crazy because I've seen all this coming through here. But both of y'all are saying, hey, look, we got another week. We're going to help. We're going to help the animals around here. Just like we have other groups coming in here, we're going to help people. Nigel Skeet and his homeless rock stars and his homeless kids. You know the guys that were just in here before you all.
They're making a difference, and
he's not making any money out of that. I'm telling you, it's costing him money.
Oh,
and then Terry Gray, the fire chief of Reading, you know,
takes their free time to put on these events.
That's right. You know, and you got the Asphalt Cowboys with their barbecue, and that money goes to great things too.
We never have enough help. We always need more help.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's, you know, there's the workers in every group, and then there's the people that just come along and say, "What a great event this is!" They need to get involved, but I continue to say, if you're not one of the people that are volunteering to do these things, you're missing out on so much.
Yes.
Because being a volunteer and being involved in all these events really is just, you get way so much more out of it than you actually give.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, I think, you know what, thanks again.
Thank you very much for being
here today and waiting, being patient, because I totally overbooked everything.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. So we got next Saturday. We're going to start up at the Lakeshore Inn on Friday night with a band and what have you. And then on Saturday morning, we're going to be at Wind River.
I bet this is a good
go to the motorcycle group. Go and do your poker run. And then end back up at the Lakeshore Inn.
This is going to be a great... If you're a rider, or even if you're not...
You don't even need to ride.
You don't need to ride...
Anybody. If you're an animal lover, that's all. Yeah. That matters.
Can you ride in a car?
Yes, absolutely.
So you don't have to be on a motorcycle. You can be on your three-wheeler.
Exactly.
Be on your three-wheeler. You could be on your wheelchair that just got a little bit. Maybe not a wheelchair.
Pretty good distance for a wheelchair.
Well, you could probably put it in the back of a truck. kind of pretend.
Okay.
Anyway, get your motor running.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks
thank
for
you very
coming
much.
In.
Okay. We've got after. And good luck on this. And we'll, like I said, we'll be talking about it all next week, too. Thank you for what you're doing.
So, Carl, this has just been a first hour of just go, 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 go. We've got people lined up out there. But
I think there's probably somebody else.
There's so much great things, many great things going on in this community. And we need to focus more on the positive, bringing the people up.
You know what Anderson is doing? And I saw it and I liked it. What I love about Anderson, you know, one of those things, you know, what's good about Anderson, and they talk about it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing for Reading. I sat next to you, and by the way, here's a big shout out to Tanya, and she knows who she is out of the Bay Area. She said she'll be listening today. And you know what? Here's a person that lives in the Bay Area from Texas. And she is, so I'm thinking Bay Area and all this. Oh no, she's from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got those Texas
She's got those Texas values.
There you go.
And but she's talking about the situation in San Francisco with the real estate. I mean, unbelievable, Trish. Unbelievable. The what's going on with real estate there? I mean, they bought a house. She said this was not a house. She said we bought this house for like I forget what she said. It was, you know, over $500,000, $600,000, something like that. She said, you know, if we were in Texas, we could have bought the Alamo for that much money. And she, you know, and all this. And she said, it's like a 2425. She said, it's a nice house, but it's only 2,500 square feet. It's not in the city. And her husband, she's talking about her husband, goes, they have another place in Sacramento. And he sounds like a great guy because she is just, I said, she's pretty laid back. Oh, yeah, because she is just a dynamo. Anyway, bottom line is, he says, well, have a realtor bring $1 million by. Took him like about 2 days. Here it comes. So, hey, we come back, Deborah Lucero. We're going to be talking about all the things that are happening in the arts and what has been going on with Deborah and our Shasta County Arts Council, plus more when we get back after the news.
KCNR Shasta
Ready. Hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama is fighting back against some of Donald Trump's criticism. We get more from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
2 months before Election Day, the president continues to believe Trump isn't qualified for the White House and that every time he speaks, that opinion is confirmed. Wrapping up a week-long trip to Asia, the president told reporters he thinks diplomacy is serious business and that Trump's ideas are often contradictory and outright wacky.
That's Greg Cluxton reporting. Trump leveled some harsh criticism last night at the president's handling of the military during a forum on his White House readiness.
I think under the leadership of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, the generals have been reduced to rubble. They have been reduced to a point where it's embarrassing for our country.
Trump's comments came during a televised National Security Forum on NBC, where he and Democratic rival Hillary Clinton each fielded 30 minutes of questions about their experience. Lori Heidet reports the only surviving suspect in last November's attack on Paris, Salah Abdeslam, has for the third time now refused to speak to the judge in court.
Abdeslam's lawyer, Frank Burton, said the judge repeatedly asked questions and that Abdeslam, his client, was under no obligation to respond.
Abdeslam was jailed after a months-long manhunt following the November 13th attacks on a rock concert, cafes, and the National Stadium that left 130 people dead. A six-month Associated Press investigation has found that the people who haul in the prized catch in Hawaiian waters are almost all undocumented foreign workers, and that's led to exploitation. U.S. Coast Guard Officer Mario Villani says they do routinely board vessels at sea for inspections and try to talk to the workers on board.
I personally ask the crew for their welfare and if they're being treated correctly, they're getting paid.
According to the study, the fishermen are sometimes confined to American boats for years at a time without basic rights or protections. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 45 points. More from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
In Houston, a driller is boasting of a Texas-sized discovery of oil and natural gas.
Apache Company believes there could be 3 billion barrels of oil and 75 trillion cubic feet of natural gas in an area it calls Alpine High. The company announced its discovery Wednesday after 2 years of drilling in the largely undeveloped region.
That is correspondent Keith Peters. An American flag that firefighters hoisted at Ground Zero in the hours after the 9/11 terrorist attacks returns to the World Trade Center site today. After disappearing for more than 10 years, it had been the centerpiece of a photo that became a defining image of patriotic perseverance. The 3-foot by 5-foot flag is going on display at the September 11th Museum in New York. That image shows three firefighters raising the flag over the rubble. It had been turned in after disappearing, turned in 2 years ago by an as-yet-unidentified man in Everett, Washington. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It took an act of Congress, but World War II pilot Elaine Harmon has finally been laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery.
Harmon, who died last year at the age of 95, was one of the women Air Force service pilots. They flew military aircraft during World War II so that men were freed up for combat missions. The women were not granted military status at the time, but received retroactive status as veterans in 1977. Last year, Army officials concerned about limited space at the cemetery ruled that so-called WASPs could not be buried at Arlington, but Harmon's family successfully fought the decree.
As correspondent Rich Thomason, Tim Tebow is making the switch from football to baseball. The former Heisman Trophy winning quarterback has signed a minor league contract with the New York Mets. In the NFL, Tebow played for the Denver Broncos and the New York Jets and became known nationally for kneeling in prayer on the field, an open declaration of his Christian faith. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carlita and Trish.
Whoa, I'm sorry. It's morning.
Carl Bott and Trish Clark here. It's Thursday, and Trish is my Thursday girl, but I also have Deborah Lucero in here.
Hello.
And hello. Hey, it's 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here on KCNR 1460 on the 8th of September. It's a Thursday. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and it is a wild and woolly morning.
Yes, it is. And it's 67 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 99, low this evening of 66. On Friday, it's going to get up to 102, a low of 66. And on Saturday, we're looking for that 102 mark again. But by Sunday, it's going to be a breezy 95 and low of 64. And through next week, we're going to be cooling down into the high 90s. And that sounds really good to me. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Veteran-owned business, great people. Now, a lot of things happening this weekend. Let's talk about the Taste of Cuba. Taste of Cuba is a Library Foundation fundraiser. It's going to be at the Civic Auditorium. It's going to have an evening of Cuban cuisine, live and silent auctions, a cigar rolling. A guy, a professional cigar roller, is coming in. Marketplace, entertainment, and dancing to the Pat Karch Band. It's not too late to still get a ticket there. And they're going to have a Cubano sliders with a Cuban slaw, a ropa vieja, Yeah, okay. Red wine braised beef, Bunello for dessert with rum shots. That right there is. I'm just going to skip right to the rum shots there. And this is, by the way, the library has over 2.1 million visitors a year. Now, this is Shasta, Bernie, and Anderson. And you think about this. This is a fundraiser to help maintain the IT portion of it, to get new books, to really push out the digital books and everything. And this is a lot of good. You know, this is great. This is, and at the $1, they get the bottom, they're in the bottom third of per capita funding. They have the lowest per-visit cost of any public library in California. There is $1, while the average is $8.61.
Well, and think about how few people there are up here in the
North
State.
Yeah, and how many people come to it, though.
2.1 million visits.
Imagine that. I mean, you think about how many are going there. Anyway, give a call to Peggy Olay at 246-0146 and say, hey, I want to come to this. It's going to look a great time. Linda and I are going to be the MCs. I trust me, we will be dressed in costumes, as we are for every one of these.
And we'll give you some Spanish lessons.
Rushi, you in trouble. Okay, I'm going to probably offend every Hispanic north of everywhere by the time I finish. Okay, now, that's Taste of Cuba. Now, on Sunday, we also have the Asphalt Cowboys Barbecue. And I have tickets for that, and it's going to be starting at 11 o'clock, and it goes to 6 p.m. It's a drive-through on September 11th,
at the park down at the Lake Reading Park. I've got two tickets available right now for the person that calls 605-4567 and hops on there, and you can get a couple of tickets to that. Now, but before you even go to that one at 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock, you go to the big flag, because at the giant flag, there is a
7 o'clock
in the morning. There's going to be Enterprise Band. They're going to raise the flag. We're going to have a guest speaker, and it's going to be great. And it's going to be Patriot Day. And it's going to be why we love this country, and what it means, and dwelling on the positive, and not the negative as some people are. So you don't. If we're going to come up and raise the flag, don't come up and take a knee. It won't be understood.
Stay home. You're not welcome.
Yeah, it won't be understood. But we're going to talk about the positive side of all that. Anyway, so that's Sunday. So, All right. Now, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
It is a good morning. Carl, I wanted to talk to you about the attitude.
Turn Nick up a little bit.
Excuse me?
Okay, I'm just telling him to turn you up a little bit.
Okay, you guys refer to the pensions as a contract that can't be broken, the benefits that some of these people are drawing, and I don't agree with that, and I want to tell you why. I've got 4 points to make. In 1999, the benefits for PERS were doubled because the investments were doing so well they'd never run low. Well, that proved not to be true. And now that their investments aren't doing so well, the tax producers, that would be us, are having to pay the tax consumers the deficit that's created there. I don't think that's fair. And when the negotiations went on, I don't feel like the taxpayers were represented. When you have somebody like Ken Murray or other city council members negotiating for us, for the city union, and they're pandering to get the city union's vote to be reelected, that's not a fair negotiation. And I'll give you an example. About 10 years ago, 10 businessmen here in the Reading area saw the fiscal downturn that Reading was taking and put together a group that wanted to advise Reading on some of the things they were doing. And Jerry Kusky, the owner of Crown Motors, was one of them. The city of Reading's unions let it be known that if he was in that group, if this group continued, they wouldn't patronize his business. And he dropped out, and that group disbanded. That shows you the power that they have. Now, I saw this, and in fact, I got the deal about the double benefits from Foxes and Hounds. It's a California website. I saw this with Stockton in Detroit. When they went into bankruptcy, they didn't want to cut the benefits for the CalPERS people. But by goodness, they didn't have a problem cutting their bond rates and settling for pennies on the dollar for the tax producers that bought bonds thinking that they were in a real secure investment. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
That's not fair at all. So when you take into consider those things, and then the age of retirement, pre-60, when we're 65-plus, and the poor performance that's been demonstrated by these people, a lot of them, some of them do a real good job, but I think it is appropriate to look at the excessive benefits that they're getting. You might look at CalSTRS for that. California's educational system has gone from number 7 in the 60s and 70s to number 49 in 2013. Yet their retirements keep going up. That's rewarding them for a poor performance. And you look at some of the decisions that's been made by the city council. Big League Dreams would be a great example. It's a complete failure, as is the Stillwater Business Park. And the fact that they gave 201 acres to the McConnell Foundation across from Turtle Bay for $1.2 million that has to be put into a pedestrian bridge across the river right there, that's just giving money away. Those acres could have been sold for a ton of money. The latest one is Providence International down here by the Knighton Road truck stop. The city of Reading owns 19 acres down there, riverfront acres. And they tied it up for 10 years to Providence International that grows produce and organically and does things for homeless and people that are down on their luck. And I understand that. That's really good. But they rented it for about $800 a year. And those 19 acres were worth a ton of money. In fact, they'd been approached by a developer to buy that acreage from them. And when we need money for a jail, I think it'd be appropriate to maybe get rid of some of that excess property.
I think that's a great idea.
And
except
you know,
that it isn't the responsibility of Redding to build the jail.
I think it'd be appropriate. Cedar Redding sends most of the prisoners to jail.
Well, I think they could play a part in it. Hey, you know what? You've got some great points here, Nick, but we've got to run.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks. Hey, we're here with
Deborah Lucero, and we're going to take a quick break and be right back. And the rest of the show is yours there, Ms.
Ms. Lucero.
Ms. Lucero. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Court and Eureka. And you can't find a better place to work out. I mean, besides, it's a club. You got Bohem Spa in there. You've got a saltwater pool. You've got great equipment, great instructors. It's clean. It's everything there. Bob loves it. Bob has a secret passion. Her name is Sophia. Bob rides Sophia for 40 miles a day there at Wellgate. And I tell you what, Sophia has never let you down. Is it Sophia?
No.
Okay. But Bob's here every day.
I'm just going to say that the look on Bob's face at this point.
I know. I love doing this to Bob because he gives me that look all the time. 768-1205. You're not going to find a better place to work out right there. Wellgate Sports Club. Okay. We'll be right back with Deborah Lucero and Trish Clark.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office. Yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coming to the Cascade Theater September 8th, Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Together, two old pals on the road. Don't miss this rare opportunity to catch two multi-Grammy winning stars sharing the Cascade Theater stage. Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Thursday, September 8th at Redding's Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8, Day of the Barbecue.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Radio Star, video kills the radio star.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hand me a bandage. Hand me a bandage. I'm bleeding. 20
so
minutes.
Many great conversations going on.
I need to whip in a
today.
Chair.
Oh, my
morning.
Gosh. 20 minutes after the hour. And I had nothing to do with it. I'm collateral damage. 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Good discussion.
Here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. I was just down there. I tell you what, the watchmaker, I mean, this guy can build a watch from scratch. And he says, hey, people coming up to me and saying, oh, you're that watchmaker. And he says, what are you saying about me? I just said it's good stuff. And he goes, yeah, it sounds like it. He says, you know. Anyway, Four Winds Jewelry, of course, under new management, but just great. I mean, it's people that have worked there for a long time. They bought the store. They are great.
Still have all the great estate jewelry, turquoise, beautiful pieces.
Everything.
New stuff all the time. It's like a candy store. A girl just can't have too many guns or too many diamonds.
There you go, and you can get it at Four Winds Jewelry right there. Not the guns, I don't think. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. They've just got it all there, and great people. Okay. Deborah Lucero.
We're taking a big turn here.
We're taking a big turn. I tell you what, I'm not going to get into the discussion that was during the break, but it was Stockholm syndrome, disenfranchised, and all this, and I'm like, wow. And I'm watching two very strong women. They put that shoulder forward. You know, it's like in this scene.
But was a perfect
women put
example
that,
of
women
having
put
a
that
good
shoulder forward
without getting angry or hating each other.
No, right. Well,
that's exactly right.
That's right.
Day's not over yet. Okay.
There you go.
I can poke you a little bit. Okay, Deborah, there are so many things going on. First of all, congratulations to you. You were selected at the state level, right?
Yes. Yeah, to represent arts at the state level, to advocate for the arts with California Arts Advocates. And there's been some pretty impressive people on that team. I'm really actually very honored to be chosen to be a part of it. And it's, I think, this is the furthest north anyone has ever been appointed.
Yeah. Great.
So,
well, there's a reason why.
They don't know where you live, the rest of the people you're dealing with down there.
Well, you know what? I think that probably that they are really lucky to get you there because, you know, when people mention your name, Deborah, nobody has anything negative to say. In fact, you hear a lot of people say, we're very lucky to have you here. The drive you have, the ambition you have for the arts and the things you're doing and how you're changing things around here. So, I mean, I watch it because right across the street, you and I talk, and I see the things that are going on. We keep kicking around this one idea that may eventually happen.
Yes, I would love that to happen.
But the idea though is that you're increasing what's happening to the arts and the awareness of arts, and now being at the state level is really going to help too.
Well, I think a lot of people think that arts are an addendum or an appendage or something that we add afterwards or icing on the cake. But I think that for a city like Reading, where we are trying to revitalize our downtown, they are an economic tool that just hasn't been employed. When you have really rough places like Detroit and Pittsburgh that lose their main industries or these little towns that were mining towns that have been devastated, send in the artists. Send in the artists. Have them occupy those buildings that are crumbling. Have them occupy those places. They bring a whole economy with them. And then they get kicked out because it gets gentrified, and then they can't afford to live there anymore, which is what happened in San Francisco, which is what happened in – it's happening now in Oakland. And I think that is a plan for downtown Reading. I didn't really come on here to discuss some things, but we have an opportunity today, actually, at 10, from 10 to noon, there's going to be a statewide meeting, the first of three in the state, on cultural districts. And the state of California has just passed legislation in November last year, it might have been October, to create cultural districts. We will become one of 26 states in these United States to have cultural districts. There are two cultural districts north of Sacramento. One exists in Eureka, and Eureka was a town that was devastated by their economy. When fishing went out, timber went out, that town took a hit, and they're still trying to recover. You don't recover from a 100-year industry in 10 years or 20 years. It takes a long time. So, and the other one is in Old Sacramento. That's another cultural district, which is a beautiful cultural district. So between Sacramento and Eureka, we have no cultural districts. And yet we have so much history here, whether it's gold mining or timber. And one of the things that I've been talking about is our history in Redding.
Shasta County.
Well, and specifically I'm thinking of Redding right now only because we had buildings that were built here by with brick. So, you know, everyone wants to talk about the red light district and how horrible that was and everything else. Let's call it the red brick district and get over it and let's build something on our history. We have so many downtown buildings that were made with bricks that were made right here in Shasta County. In fact, I believe the old Sierra mill in Anderson is on the site where the bricks used to be built. There, I mean, they had huge kilns. They were making like 36,000 bricks a day or something like that.
Did you know that?
Sierra Pacific. Yeah.
They were making 36,000 bricks a day.
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing. And actually, from Dunsmuir to Chico and maybe a little bit below, those bricks were used in that whole area and built a lot of the downtown buildings that we see here, and they were excellent quality bricks. And, of course, I'm just learning about all this, so I'm no expert, and I know there are experts.
No, there's a lot of history there. And that's where I kind of threw in the thing about Shasta County, because it really, it's the whole, I mean, the bricks were built down in Anderson,
right,
at Sierra Pacific, where that property,
yeah,
and used all through this area,
that's
and there's
true.
Still evidence of that in a lot of our communities.
But people don't know that these buildings are brick because they're mostly painted. So they're painted, but underneath there are these beautiful, high-quality bricks. But that's for another topic.
Okay, well, let me tell you something about the bricks here.
Yes.
For those who've been at my house, and I don't know if you've been there
I
yet.
I haven't been to your
oh,
house
Oh, you've
yet.
Been invited.
I have right. not.
You have, too. Anyway, but you've been there.
Oh, that is discussion.
Let's get into that one, then. Okay, take those glasses off. I'm going to thumb you. Okay.
Shoulder forward.
But on the back, we have all this brickwork. And we have a tremendous amount of brickwork behind our house.
Beautiful old bricks.
From the 40s.
Oh,
and so you
got
to think about this is, where'd they get out? And then, because we pulled up some stuff, we have all this brick kind of like sitting outside the gate there in our alley there. And Linda's looking at it. She says, you know, there's a couple hundred dollars at least, maybe more, of brick just sitting here because it's that older brick.
That used brick.
And you take a look at it and you think, what it would cost to do what they did back in back in 1941 with this brickwork.
Oh, yeah.
And then you think about, well, you know, they had to import all the bricks. And I'm thinking, well, maybe was the brick kiln still there in the 40s
you
or
know,
not?
I'm just learning. In fact, I just printed off some things. Dottie Smith did a lot of work on this.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been reading her articles and that she wrote for the Redding Record Searchlight. And she talks about all the buildings in this area that were made with that brick, including some pretty famous ones around here. So the cultural district idea, the red brick district idea, is one that I hope that we can really work on as a local downtown community, because we have the ingredients. You know, cultural districts made up of entertainment, restaurants. I'd like to get some working artists down here. I'd like to invite some very famous artists to come and have residencies in downtown Redding, and their payment would be we would get some of their art,
uh-huh,
and we could start a contemporary art collection that, you know, would be unrivaled, and that would be a very cool idea. But I do know one thing. When you start to bring artists in and when you start to cast a vision about what can happen economically to a downtown area, things change because they bring in their friends and then their friends' friends, and then pretty soon somebody wants to open a cafe, and then pretty soon there's a...
Let's talk about something that fits into is you start talking to our 2030 club and our millennials, and, you know, some of them are disenfranchised, but most of them aren't.
Yeah.
And they talk about, you know, if bringing younger groups in, they've got to have something to do.
Right.
And they've got, you know, and look at it. If you look at the downtown area, what do younger people in 20s, 30s, early 40s, well, 20s and 30s, what do they have to do downtown? They've got, the steakhouse, you got Cascade, but
vintage.
You know, and you got vintage. But you know what? You don't have like a number of things that could be.
You need
a hotel. Now, Americana's done a lot of work, but maybe a hotel where you've got the bottom floor which is what Brent Weaver tried to do over in Pine Street.
Right.
Bottom floor is businesses. Top four floors are where people live.
Right.
So they could live downtown and walk down here. You know, the lighting could be different. I mean, just think about all the things here. But that's just part of when you bring an artist and you've got, you know, things happening all the time.
Right.
Yesterday I had the representative from EDC on and she was talking about the tech groups that are starting
Hope
up.
Hope Seth.
And we had a great discussion with a couple of new AdJoy. A new tech startup company and what have you. But that kind of stuff could incorporate into the downtown and bring in. We're so close.
And if we brought that fiber optic cable in the middle of this town, this town would explode.
Absolutely.
Ken Murray made a comment some years ago that stuck in my mind at a city council meeting. He was talking, this was when the discussion was going on about ripping the roof off the downtown mall. He said that he would love to see a ring of 10-story buildings around that plaza with residential and commercial uses. And the statement that stuck in my mind was that he was tired of the most impressive building in town being the county jail.
I would like to see 5-story buildings. I don't think 10-story. Because I think that's
too big.
Well,
maybe five.
But you're right, though. Just kind of what we were talking about. But a series the highest, of
them. The highest building
like
in town is the jail.
The guy that was going to put that in, remember, next door where the police station was?
Yeah.
And he was going to redo the police station. But, of course, it's such bad shape, you're going to just have to level it. But he wanted to put a business with housing, with apartments over condos. Great ideas, and I tell you, Hope Seth, in this thing with the IT is we are so close right now.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm starting my next class next week on websites. After I built a website with my coding class from CloudWise Academy, I built a website by coding.
Wow.
All right, not by using templates. I coded it. It looks like, of course, a 5-year-old. When you compare it to the rest of everybody who's doing there, and I'm looking at it because they probably spent more time on it, and I'd go, but it comes to Facebook. It goes. I got all the buttons on it. It's got photos. It's got, it's great for me. But see, that's the kind of stuff that's right here, right on the edge. These other people, one guy has already sold a website.
Right.
From that class.
And digital media arts, you know, which is what we're teaching over at Old City Hall. We haven't started our classes yet, but we've got our studio. It's nearly ready to start doing classes there, but we've got a state-of-the-art studio. We're doing cable casting, we're going to be teaching editing, video, audio, and lighting. We'll do field production. We'll do in-studio production.
Have something like a film competition
at
the end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people that have learned how to do it and bringing in their 5 or 10 minute productions.
Absolutely.
Anyway, Deborah Lucero is here, who heads up the Shasta County Arts Council, and plus now is on the estate committee for this, and of course my buddy Trish Clark.
And we should have a cultural district here.
Yes.
We should have.
Yes, we should. We have a meeting coming up today from 10 to noon at Old City Hall. You can come. Join us.
This portion of the show brought to you by Lions Heating and Air. The guys came in and rescued us. When we had a compressor blowout in 110-degree weather, they came in and Lions Heating and Air voted best in the North State. You're not going to beat these guys. It's a veteran-owned business that treats you like more than just a customer, almost like family. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:32 in the morning at 67, going up to 99 today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
It's buzzing with bees in Palo Cedro for the 36th annual Honey Bee Festival this weekend in Palo Cedro at Bishop Quinn Catholic Center. It's a family-friendly event featuring local entertainment, a vintage tractor parade, the American Honey Queen, local beekeepers, the famous live bee beard, a kids' fun center, face painting, pony rides. Pancake breakfast will be held both mornings from 8 to 10:30 a.m. and tons of other family events. Over 90 vendors featuring food, arts, and crafts. Don't miss the Honey Bee Festival this weekend in Palo Cedro at the Bishop Quinn Catholic Center. For more information, go to PaloCedroHoneyBeeFestival.com or call 941-1558 for details. Don't miss the buzz. That's this weekend, September 10th and 11th. The family fun starts at 8 a.m.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
There's a fire starting in my heart.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. KCNR, 1460. 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here. On the 8th of September, a Thursday, 69 degrees, going up to 99 today. Weather Report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Budget Blinds. If you're looking for blinds to keep out the heat or to keep the coolness in, you go to talk to Jerry at Budget Blinds. You want anything to cover your windows, he has got the blind or drape for you. It'll meet your budget. It'll meet all, it'll far exceed your expectations. That's Budget Blinds and the crew over there. 226-9027 is their phone number, or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. Now, I want to remind everybody that the Unfunded Pensions Forum will be tonight at the Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street, where you can come learn the condition of CalPERS and the city employees' pension programs. Doors open at 5:45, and it starts at 6 o'clock, and they're there to answer a lot of questions about CalPERS, because CalPERS is in deep, deep, deep trouble. And I'm talking not just Reading.
It's the whole system that has gone awry.
We're here with Deborah Lucero from...
talk about an unfunded pension. If you're in the arts, you have an unfunded pension because you don't have one.
You have an unfunded life in many times. Okay, now Deborah heads up to Shasta County Arts Council here and has practically rebuilt the old city hall from within. And some of the events you have over there, just kind of quickly, and then we can get into things that are coming. But just
it's
fantastic.
Believe it or not, that old city hall was built in 1907. I think it's one of only three nationally registered historic buildings in the city of Reading. And we have over 300 events there a year, whether it's ballroom dancing, Tai Chi classes.
Did you know that? Did you know you had 300 events
classes.
There?
Yeah. Yeah.
Something going on all the time.
It's
like 2.1 million people going to the library. Who would ever thought that? But 300 events there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're trying to get the other 65 days a year also filled. So if you want to rent the old city hall for your reunion, for your anniversary, for whatever it is, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights are the best nights that we have open at this point. Because, you know, usually, like, this Friday we have Ray Wiley Hubbard. He's going to be there on Friday. So we're going to have a rockin' concert. Saturday and Sunday we have Laurel and Hardy, which is it's all laugh shows. There are six slots. They start at noon, go to 3, and then another one at 6. So if you like to laugh, come. And if you are a grandparent on Sunday, it's Grandparents' Day. And if you have grandchildren, you can bring them in for free.
Okay. So, but how much does it cost to rent it?
Well, for 4 hours, it's $395. And okay, that includes, you know, we have a catering kitchen. It's not a full-on kitchen. Like, don't expect a, you know, we have a microwave. and we have a refrigerator. And we have a
sink. We're talking catering here.
Yeah, it's a catering
what
kitchen.
What we really
that
mean is you
in.
Have to be a caterer and you have to bring your own things.
Exactly.
In.
We're talking so, yeah, catered function.
Yes. Right. But we do have a really nice area for folks. And then upstairs we have a ballroom that used to be where they deliberated, the city council chambers.
I'm telling you what, and that is, I danced up there when I was getting ready for Dancing with the Stars, and it is spectacular.
It's beautiful.
Up there.
Yeah.
And they hold ballroom dancing.
Yeah, ballroom
classes.
Dancing.
Oh, yeah, ballroom dancing. Yeah. We have ballroom dancing, and they're just starting up again the fall. So if you're interested, you can go to our website, which is ShastaArtsCouncil.org. And you can look up the classes. You can sign up for classes. All of our tickets are there. We just recently redid our website. So, again, that's ShastaArtsCouncil.org. We also hold meetings. So, you know, when people would like to have a meeting, we love having meetings up there because during the day is oftentimes when we can do such things. So we're hosting through the True North Arts and Culture Alliance, which is now a recognized statewide network, okay? And what this is, it took us 5 years to develop this. I've been in Reading now 6.5 years, if you can believe that. And I noticed that up here in this area, our arts councils are so small, and they don't have a lot of capacity to do things. So I thought we need to build capacity with our member groups. So we looked at where our shared artist base was, and it was really in Tehama, Butte, Shasta, Siskiyou, and Trinity. That's like an area that we can drive to because it's so vast. Those five counties represent nearly 18,000 square miles. That's larger than 9 U.S. states, but we only have 500,000 people. So we wonder why we don't have a lot of representation up here. That's a big reason, of course. But with the arts, it makes it even more difficult to deliver arts to those rural areas. So we joined together, and we wrote a grant. We wrote a grant continuously for the last 3 years.
You've been writing grants. I'm going to have to hire you to write a grant just for something I'll make up. You know.
Yeah. I'll help you make up something.
It'll be something veteran related. And,
oh,
you know,
well,
so.
We just got a veterans grant.
We're doing
a veterans art
that's
project.
Right.
Yes,
we've got to talk about that too.
Yeah, with the veterans, Reading's Veterans Home.
Yep.
So anyway, we got this grant, and now we are working as this coalition of five arts councils, also with Chico State, with College of the Siskiyous, in Dunsmuir, we are working with little venues, in Trinity with the Performing Arts Center there and all the arts councils in each one of those counties. So this is who's hosting the meeting today for the cultural district, is TANACA is what we call it, and that's True North Arts and Culture. And you can go and see what activities we have at truenorthartsculture.org. So really it's built around activities, it's built around what artists are doing. If you're an artist, you can go and have a free profile there. And our goal is to get 1,800 artists signed up so that when the Southern California looks at us, they can see how much talent we have. So if you're a musician, if you're an actor, if you're a visual artist.
Yeah, this isn't just somebody that paints or, you know, this. This is singers, artists, photographers, you know, like Nigel Skeet.
Yes.
Be a perfect one for this. And
exactly.
Then this young man that was just on today.
Right.
Dave Hay.
Yes.
And
Hey, Dave.
That he would be another one. You sign up, you know, singer and all these, you know, Linda and her band. And, you know, get all the members of the band in there.
We'd love that.
These are people that are artists in our Northern California region.
And we really want to showcase that. We want to show what kind of artists we have
and
up
Bob.
Here.
So you know what, Bob, amazing. In your video.
That's right.
Your video taping and the things that you build through video. I mean, that's an artist, man.
That's right.
You should be in this.
Well, certainly take a look at it.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's a free sign up, you know. And our goal is to get 1,800 artists in Tehama, Butte, Shasta, Trinity, and Siskiyou on that website. So that's one of our goals. The other thing we do is we help other people realize their dreams. So we recently we take on fiscal projects. So we took on the Fire Reel Film Festival, which is being done by Matt and Joy Thayer.
And they are two people who started Spiro Pictures, and they helped us with our Females in Filmmaking class this summer. And we actually had people age 10 to about 60 taking this class. And it was pretty amazing. And they did a film, and it's actually now going out on the film festival circuit. So Fire Reel Film Festival is happening this weekend, and it opens tonight at Old City Hall. And we have the documentary portion. This is an international festival. So we've got 46 films to preview, not just tonight. It's also going to happen tomorrow at the Shasta Venture Hub, because they're part of the hub and they're part of trying to bring the film industry to Shasta County. And then at the Cascade Theater on the 10th, which is Saturday. So it's a three-day event, 46 films to preview, and I think there are 16 different countries represented.
Wow.
Wow, and that's going to start right here, huh?
Right here, yeah, tonight wow. At Old City Hall. There are still tickets. You can go online or you can just show up. It's $10 per film block, and it's $2 for children 12 years and under. And then
cool.
At the same time, if you want to laugh, we've got Laurel and Hardy Saturday and Sunday. This is the old school films, okay? And the only reason why we get these is because David Shepard, who owns Black Hawk Films, lives in Hat Creek. And he was part of the American Institute for Films. He restores films, but he's a recluse, and he loves his privacy. But why we get these films, and they're all 16-millimeter films, the sound on those films was actually recorded with Vitaphone, I think they called it.
Uh-huh.
Between 1926 and 1931. So it's original sound.
Wow.
It's so cool. And it's and you get four films each block.
Wow.
So $10.
Okay, we're going to need to take a break here.
Yep.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. It is veteran-owned. It has the best haircuts in the world. No, I mean that. In the world.
That's an art form.
That's
too,
right.
You know?
That's an art form. It is. And it's, like I said, veteran owned, and it has discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. What can I say? It's right up the street from Classic Cafe, who, by the way, serves the best chipped beef on toast anywhere. Mm. Anywhere. Down at Classic Cafe. And on the 30th of this month is their 30th anniversary, and it's going to be the big German menu.
German food menu.
Oh, God, is it great.
Yeah,
okay,
great.
We're here with, of course, Trish Clark and Deborah Lucero, and we're talking arts, art council, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You know.
Anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Reading Bank of Commerce started in Reading over 30 years ago and is currently the only bank headquartered in Reading. As a local community bank, Reading Bank of Commerce can provide their customers the best of both worlds. An educated and highly skilled staff who will work diligently to provide exceptional customer service, as well as innovative products, services, and technologies. In March 2016, Reading Bank of Commerce expanded their branch network to include Calusa, Corning, Orland, Willows, and Yreka. And they are focused on supporting the Northern California communities they serve. Reading Bank of Commerce will continue to offer a variety of quality products and services designed to meet your financial needs while remaining flexible as those needs change. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8, day of the barbecue.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with myself, Carl Bott, and of course, Trish Clark.
Because it's Thursday.
It's Thursday, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Dandelion. Been to Dandelion before on Pine Street. It
sure.
is the place, 1322 Pine Street. Linda goes in there, head to toe, comes
cost
out.
You money.
Cost, huh? It'll cost you some money, but it's very reasonably priced. How can you say that? It's very reasonably priced.
When Linda goes shopping, that's got to cost you money.
Oh, it does. It does. She's a Brighton girl. Yes. Brighton girl in a Miss Me jeans. I tell you what. She walks in there, and I tell you, the only way I can make her feel better after the last election was I came back in with a Brighton bag, and she went, I feel much better now. I can get out of bed. You know, so, I mean, she takes some things badly there, you know. So I just go over to Dandelion, and I said, Linda needs a present. And they said, she loves Brighton bags. I said, yeah, I know. So I go over there, and we pick it out, the six of us, the five girls and me. We pick it out, and it's always nice, and she loves it. So Dandelion's located at 1322 Pine Street, 247-1291. They've got it all. Okay. We're here, of course, with Trish Clark, my buddy, and Deborah Lucero, my other buddy. And she is from the Shasta County Arts Council. And here's a comment in here from somebody who I know, unless they've somehow taken her moniker here, I wish they did more local programming on there. On the TV channel like they used to. So, but there's some reason for this. And what is that?
Well, actually, we have been doing a lot of local programming. I don't know exactly, you know, which station she's watching. These, of course, are Charter 180, 181, and 182. We got bumped by the local cable company to a higher tier.
Yep.
So that was kind of a bummer, but that's when big corporate America can do whatever they want to us little guys.
Anything they want.
Yeah. So we did get bumped from 180 to 181 and 182. 181 is the government channel.
Mm-hmm.
182 is the education channel. And 180 is what you see on the tourism channel. That's what's in all the hotels around here.
So where would we be if, okay, so we've talked about that. We want once a quarter.
Yeah.
We'll trot across the street there. We're going to have a live Free Fire Radio.
Yes.
And bring in our guest, and we'll have an audience for people out there. You know, all the people
live
out
audience.
There, Ken Murray, S-Flow, you know, all everybody, Ranger Rick, everybody can come in there and be
part of the studio
part
audience.
Of the studio audience, you know, and we can televise it at the same time we're broadcasting.
Yes, we would love that. Right now what we have, we've been building, as you know, very slowly because if you'll remember, just for historical sake here, when we got the station, the public access station, it was supposed to come with about $250,000 worth of equipment.
Right.
But it didn't.
It didn't because of the horrible way the city council took care of this kind of stuff in the city.
Well, I'll tell you what it meant for us is that we started with nothing. And we started with a dinosaur cable casting system that had to be replaced immediately.
Everything. Everything.
Yeah, we had to replace everything. So just our cable casting system alone was $70,000. What the city did is they loaned us $50,000, which we've had to pay back. And I'm proud to say we just finished paying that back.
Cool.
And we are getting monthly or quarterly appropriations through the city for the PEG channels, the public education government channels.
Which comes out of the cable channels.
Right, cable subscribers. If you are a cable subscriber, if you look at your bill, there's 45 cents there approximately. And that's what goes to the city as per their agreement with the cable company. And some of those funds are passed to us. And so we get about $11,000 a quarter right now. Hopefully it's going to go up to $16,000 because we just paid off our loan. But that's what we've been outfitting our studio with. And we had to do a lot of retrofit, too. If you haven't been to Old City Hall in a while, and it's a historic building, so this stuff takes time. You can't just knock out a wall. You can't just run a cord through the wall. I mean, every single thing has to be signed off on. So we do now have a wonderful studio, and we're just getting up to speed. And if there are people out there with digital media art skills, we'd love to know about you.
What are the potential legal and or technological hurdles to not only being out on the cable, but live streaming certain events? Because there's certainly the technology laying around to do that.
Well, live streaming is not really about the technology to do it. I mean, Facebook just came out with Facebook
right.
Live, and that's
yeah.
the first one that is really technically free.
Yeah.
Okay? But everything else, I mean, if you're going to do like a YouTube live stream, you have to pay for those kinds mm-hmm. of live streams. So it goes on the amount of digital material you're trying to push.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing live streams every month, you know, you get a package that handles that data. It's kind of like your phone.
Right. Right.
So it costs money. So unless you're doing a lot of live streaming.
Unless you get a lot of underwriters. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But we can do live performance and live streaming from our ballroom. Now, if we went out on site, then we would have to pay for digital packages to stream that live, unless we did like a Facebook Live
okay.
setup. But yes, so the answer is yes, all this is possible. And honestly, since we started, technology has changed so rapidly. Mm-hmm. And
just in the last few years.
Just in the last 2 years. But we are definitely set up now, and we're looking for people to come and join us and help bring original programming to Old City Hall. We do have one kid, Mike, a local youth who's 13 years old. I was so impressed. He came in with a resume, with a headshot, you know, everything, saying, I want to have my own show. And I'm like, absolutely. I mean, a kid that comes in with a resume and a headshot, and he's been doing YouTube movie reviews. So he may be our very first show. And I would be thrilled
yeah,
to have that.
Great, yeah.
And we're talking to Judith King, who's a wonderful portrait artist. We would like to start a how-to painting show featuring Judith King. And she would, and so we're working on that. And we work in 13 episodes. So if you have an idea and you think somebody may want to sponsor your show, we're willing to work with anyone to get these shows up and running. We have a sister station in Chico, and we have last year we ran 12 original programs, but we have a lot of interns out of Chico State. I'm hoping Shasta College will reinvigorate their television production offering out there so that we can start being a laboratory for Shasta College students.
We need to really encourage Shasta College to get involved in some of these more inventive things like Chico State has.
Yes.
There's so many opportunities, and we need to really get the community, because Shasta College, we're building that
yes.
through so many things going here. We need to get Shasta College to play a bigger role.
The technological things, particularly. Digital media arts are big.
They're huge, and they're just ready to explode.
Yes.
I'm sure that Trish remembers programs like Stage 9 back in the day that were broadcast on our local PBS station before they corporated up a bit
yes.
more.
Well,
exactly.
We used to do music out of the not the public education, but the cable
yeah, the
access channel. Used to be
sure.
music all the time
yeah.
and cooking shows and all that kind of stuff,
right.
which is things that you want to get back into.
Absolutely.
And
the
like
the
I said, in live shows right here.
Right, absolutely.
Run,
the
yeah.
channels
yeah.
are available only on Charter.
Only on Charter, but we all of our original programs that we produce will also be on our YouTube channel. And right now we have our YouTube channel. Anything any police meeting you want to see, any government meeting, we have those up there as well.
Okay, that is good to know, because I think a lot of people, we don't have Charter.
Right.
Some of us have Dish. Some of us
right.
have DirecTV. And so we don't get anything but Channel 9.
Right. But original programming is on our YouTube, Shasta Arts Council
so
YouTube
So the city
site.
Council meeting, yep. the things like that. How about Anderson City Council?
And SCAC.TV also. you know, you have to go to the city sites for those because they archive their own television shows. But what we've been really good about is every single safety meeting we've covered, every homeless meeting. If you want to know and really watch in depth those things, we have them all covered.
Okay.
And we're going to do candidates forum on the 19th. So we're really trying to get involved that way in the community. And finally, before we go, Elephants is opening at Old City Hall on Friday. This is a visual art show on homelessness and mental health. And it was created by Sandra Relea and Diana Vader. And it's really cool. If you go, it's pretty amazing. It's a cool show.
Okay, that's going to start Friday?
Friday. 4 to 7 is our reception. Come on over. It's free. We've got a little food and drink, and it's fun.
Great.
So we put up so much information here. In the world do they figure this out and give us one shot at where do we go to clarify everything
Shasta
we talked about?
ShastaArtsCouncil.org.
And one more reminder, tonight at 5:45 down at Yuba Street at the Vets Hall, they're going to be talking unfunded liabilities and the CalPERS pension plan and how come it's in such deep trouble. That'll be tonight at 5:45 at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. Hey, everybody, have a great day. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR Shasta Redding joining SRN Radio News in process.
A leader than Barack Obama drawing fire from Hillary Clinton.
That is not just unpatriotic and insulting to the people of our country as well as to our commander-in-chief. It is scary.
Trump aired his views on last night's National Security Forum on NBC, also accusing President Obama and his advisors of running roughshod over the Pentagon.
The generals have been reduced to rubble.
Mr. Obama criticizing Trump for
what appear to be either contradictory or uninformed or outright wacky ideas.
The president at a news conference in Laos. Then a shooting at a high school in the small town of Alpine, Texas, about 200 miles southeast of El Paso.
The Brewster County Sheriff's Office says one person was shot and two shooters were believed to be at large.
Correspondent Jeremy House says the search